News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. intelligence officials say they're confident Iran was responsible for the hack of Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The Trump campaign and private sector cybersecurity investigators previously thought that Iran was behind the hacking attempts. Now, for the first time, the U.S. government has also assigned blame on Iran for the attack, casting the cyber intrusion as part of a brazen and broader effort by Tehran to interfere in American politics and to undermine faith in democratic institutions. The joint statement from the FBI and other federal agencies also indicates that Iran was responsible for attempts to hack Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Day one of the Democratic National Convention underway, Sagar Magani reports the focus on President Biden's record as he takes a final turn in the spotlight.
He's got a longer record of accomplishment than we could possibly celebrate tonight.
But Delaware Senator Chris Coons, a Harris campaign co-chair, says the DNC will try. Organizers say tonight's session will include everyday people, elected officials, and the president himself.
You will see a very proud president.
Biden advisor Cedric Richmond says the president will list his own successes and, like the statesman he is, pass the baton to Kamala Harris, who will accept the party's nomination Thursday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protesters voicing opposition to the war in Gaza broke through a police fence near the convention site. Connecticut's governor has declared a state of emergency after torrential rains turned streets into raging rivers in parts of the state and New York's Long Island. Two women were swept to their deaths by floodwaters. The storms were not related to Hurricane Ernesto, which is moving farther out into the Atlantic. But the National Hurricane Center warns it's causing powerful swells, dangerous surf, and rip currents along the East Coast. This is AP News. Phil Donahue, considered the king of daytime talk, has died at the age of 88. Jackie Quinn has a look at his career.
Phil Donahue was a trendsetter in daytime television, having a guest and a studio audience, popular with women in the 60s, and becoming a springboard for the likes of Oprah Winfrey, Montel Williams, and Ellen DeGeneres, talking about controversial topics.
I believe daytime television is closer to the street, less pretentious, more sassy.
Donahue was a radio guy, bringing his show to TV in Dayton, Ohio in 1967.
We've lasted 29 years.
Ending in 1996, Phil Donahue was married to actress Marlo Thomas, who had appeared on his show in 1977. He called it Love at First Sight. He leaves behind five children. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.